the tower.
Uh-huh.
And I went up there, so that was nice.
I've never been up there. I've been on the nursery grounds, but I haven't been up the tower.
My sister's going to go in the tower. I just loved it. I want to go again if anybody go with me.
Yeah, I'd like to see it. What about the river?
The river downtown is very pretty, historic, and it's real pretty.
What about parks? Are there any parks that people should see?
Well, that's the Bradford Park. It's like the most noted park we have here in town, but it's a very beautiful park. And we have different little parks, but not any, you know, great park. We have a lot of little island parks that people go picnics and things, but the Bradford Park is a real old historic park, and it's been there for years and years.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to live in Kendall. We used to walk over there almost every day.
That's a long walk from Kendall.
Yeah, but we did. We did it all the time when we were kids.
Well, it's not as long walks as we did from here, but
and,
still.
And we walked the stadium to football games.
That's
see, when I lived in Kenwood, I lived on the side, down close to Shook.
Well.
And that gave me a little closer walk than the children would have to walk. I mean, my school was down further, which wasn't too bad, but if I had to walk that far back over there, it would be
far.
But see, I lived kind of midway in between Kenwood and the part we lived, they used to call it Denver side. They really didn't call it Kenwood. But we were all, it's all to us, it was all Kenwood.
Uh-huh.
But we lived on this side of McCullough. Now, you know, going back toward to the park.
Toward the east.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's still be a good 2 mile walk anyway, at least.
2 miles isn't long for country people. We enjoyed to walk over there just any time we felt. I mean, walk over the park. And we were always in the park, and not much further than the stadium. When you used to stadium, you ran at the park.
Yeah, that's true.
And we used to walk to football games all the time, because by the time we'd ride downtown, catch a crowded bus, we'd be at the football
game. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, my sister did that after I was married, because all my kids were in the kept sport and stuff like that. And,
uh-huh.
And my two boys played, and this fella in here, they played football.
Uh-huh.
And I used to, of course, by the time they were playing, I had moved to the side. Often my daughters were in the hip school and all that stuff, and my sister was going to high school, but she's much younger than I am.
Uh-huh.
And we used to, we'd walk over there.
Uh-huh. That'd be kind of fun.
I like to walk. I know I'm different than other people. I walk a lot now.
Yeah, that's good for you. It's supposed to. Say that you've been to New York City or someplace, and you took a plane, you were going to fly back home. Okay, if you fly in San Antonio, where is your plane going to land?
The airport.
Okay. Would you call anything other than just the airport?
Yes, but I can think of it.
And what's the difference between an airport and an airfield?
Well, an airfield, it's just anything, it's a place for just not... It's mostly, I would think an airfield would be something where most any kind of plane, a training plane, anything like that would fly into. And an airport is like a station. And that's where the, you know, the passenger planes come in. That might be the difference, I think, from an airfield and an airport.
Uh-huh. Okay. If you were driving in, so, you're driving in
an air terminal.
If you're driving in your car coming in from Austin, what would you come in on? What road would you come in on?
The highway? You mean the expressway?
Yeah. Okay. Is that what you'd call it? The expressway?
Uh-huh.
Okay. If you stopped along the expressway, before you got here, and there was a place where there were just some garbage cans and some picnic tables, what would you call that?
A rest area.
Okay. What if it had facilities for restrooms and stuff? Would you call anything different?
No, rest area.
Okay, what if it had a restaurant, a place to eat, and a filling station? Would you call anything different? Or would you call it anything?
I wouldn't call it anything.
Okay, would you maybe call it by the name of the restaurant if there was...
Yeah, if it's a restaurant, we stop at the restaurant, you'd have to name something, I guess.
Yeah, okay.